News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, I got to tell you, we have an amazing audience, and I've got it sitting right up here, a note to myself, stuck on the wall right above where I sit here in the studio every single day. It says, it's an honor to have this platform. Cannot say that enough. I hope you never get tired of me saying that, because the reality is I'm going to keep on saying it. I mean, I do not need to ever be in a position of taking this for granted. So thank you all very much for making this show successful. It is because of this audience, you Right Side ruffians out there, that make this show worth doing every single day. That said, too, I'll tell you, our website is kicking, rightsideradio.org. We've had a lot of work done on that. Birdman's been doing a ton on it, getting it sort of tweaked up to speed, you know, making it more accessible and adding more on it in terms of the capabilities it has for podcasting. So if you want to see what's going on with the show at any given time, go to rightsideradio.org. It'll link you to all our social media. It will link you to our podcasting, which is on every single platform out there available. We're pushing right now around 25,000 downloads of the podcast. And all that, we also have, by the way, if we've written something, which Copper and I both write for 1819 News and get picked up in other periodicals, they're always on there. So lots of stuff, rightsideradio.org, to include the Right Side Store. You can click on the tab for the Right Side Store, order Right Side coffee mugs, t-shirts. And again, I always laugh at this, but I laugh at myself at this, but I get a kick out of the fact that we have Right Side socks. So there's that. We have Right Side socks. But yeah, that's all that's good, and I appreciate it. Hey, so in my opening monologue, by the way, I gave the storyline there was what's literally, just to me, is a creepy story. Well, I'm looking right now at the Bongino Report. A lot of times I go to the Bongino Report because it's a news aggregator. It's got sections of news stories from all over the place, and I can sometimes find four or five different sources by going to that one website. Anyway, Bongino Report, top story. Republicans demand answers from Pelosi on reports of Capitol Police spying on members of Congress and staff. That's just creepy, y'all. But this is not unheard of. I mean, keep in mind, the same people are in charge right now who did things like was it Roger Stone's lawyer who his office was raided, and they, or Trump's lawyer, it was Trump's lawyer whose office was raided, and they took, that's a lawyer. Whatever happened to attorney-client privilege? Well, in this case, what about the fact that congressional debate and free speech is supposed to be warranted under Section 1, Article 6 of the Constitution? And yet they're surveilling, allegedly? That's just, there's a freak show factor going on there, and it ain't good. And of course, keep in mind who's in charge technically of the Capitol Police. That'd be Nancy Pelosi, and that's by nature, by virtue of her position, she is the one in charge of the Capitol Police, and so yeah. Hey, Copper, before I forget, I've got a note for you on the board. Make sure you see that, because it'll affect things when we come back from the break. But yeah, big doings, folks. It amazes me how little concern, how little respect there is for constitutional rights and liberties by liberal progressives. You know, whatever it is they want to do, I'll never forget President Biden with regards to the vaccine mandates. If you remember, he literally said he had consulted with his legal advisors and had been told by quite a few of them that this likely wouldn't survive a constitutional review, but he was going to do it anyway. And he did. And we've been in court ever since. And we've wasted a whole lot of, oxygen being sucked out of the room to have him pursue something that he knew up front he couldn't do. Well, in this case, Nancy Pelosi knows better than to have a Capitol Police force wearing construction worker outfits and going into the offices of congressmen to take pictures of documents. And that's got to stop. Absolutely got to stop. All right, we're about to head to a break here in a moment. When we come back from that, I do have, by the way, the Cyber Minute. You may recall that one of our newest sponsors is Bellwether Technology, and they have a Cyber Minute that gets played, and it will be coming on right after the break. We got a lot of stuff going on. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Before I jump into number one, actually, on the Triple Dipper, keep on trucking. Hey, I got to remind you, we have a new sponsor on the show, Bellwether Technology. They're going to do this thing once a week. You're going to hear it. I'm just going to go ahead and jump right over to it here. But Bellwether Technology with the Cyber Minute. Copper, Cyber Minute, hit it.
The Cyber Minute.
Welcome to the Cyber Minute, brought to you by Bellwether Technology, www.bellwethertechnology.com. Today's Cyber Minute, what is the Internet of Things? Well, it's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. The Internet of Things, or IoT, refers to physical devices that connect to and use the Internet as part of their design and are able to send and receive information to other devices or services. IoT devices include things like home security systems, smart thermostats and TVs, and more. If you have an app on your cell phone that allows you to lock or unlock your home's door, or turn on lights, or if you have Amazon Alexa, Google Home, or Apple HomePod, these are all IoT devices. All of them use the same indexed public internet as your typical web browser. So what's the big deal? Well, out of the box, IoT devices come with a default username and password that allows you to configure them for your home or office network. Hackers have tools that allow them to scan the internet for IoT network ports and use those default names and passwords. If you don't change those when you configure the device, congratulations. You're probably part of a hacker's botnet and didn't even know it. A botnet is a grouping of internet-connected systems and devices that can be used to perform a variety of activities, denial of service attacks, spying on you, the owner, and even crypto mining. IoT devices make our lives easier and more comfortable. They are here to stay. But be safe. Change the default username and password. Don't make the hacker's job easier. The Cyber Minute takes geek speak in the cyber world and translates them into topics that non-technical people can enjoy and learn from. So come with me as we explore, reveal, and talk our way through modern technologies and the issues they bring to our daily lives. This has been your Cyber Minute. I'm your host, Chris Williams. I'll see you next time.
Well, that's just kind of cool. Gopher, do you have any IoT devices in your house?
I'm not sure.
Do you have an Alexa or something like that?
No, so I guess not.
No, I find that to be totally creepy. I've got friends that do that. We'll be at their house and they'll go, Alexa, play that song. And I'm like, that just bothers me. I feel like there's somebody in your house just like standing in the corner watching you the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that Google is recording us as we talk, even when your phone is off, because there will be times when I just mention something that I was interested in, and then 15 minutes later, an ad will pop up for it on Google.
Oh, yes. Yes. Or you look at something on your phone, and then later on, when you get on your laptop, it starts showing you ads about the thing you looked at on your phone. You're like, how did you know?
Yeah, that at least makes more sense, because our profiles are synced between devices oftentimes. But just saying it when I know I haven't searched it in any web browser, that gets to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Not good. Okay. No. I don't like it. But, you know, we don't want to go back to the era of stubby pencils and paper. I mean, people like their technology. And I don't know, man. I just, okay. Anyway. All right. Well, let's jump over here. I got time, so I got to keep moving. Triple Dipper. Number one, as I sit here having a cup of Just Love coffee in the studio, I am dealing with what I'm calling keep on trucking. So I'm looking at an article right now, just coming up on the screen. I checked it out. So you've heard about the Canadian Freedom Convoy, right? You've heard about the Canadian truckers who started off with a simple protest. They were in British Columbia over on the west side the far west side of Canada. And they began driving to Ottawa, which is, you know, all the way over towards the far east side. And as they went, it sort of picked up momentum and it became this viral thing where literally tens of thousands of people canvassed upon the national capital of Ottawa. It would be like, you know, having a rally on the National Mall. And except that this rally is with semi trucks. Well, one of the things that's happening though is it's not just in Alberta. I mean, Ottawa anymore. It's spreading and it's in places. Sometimes it's becoming. I'll be honest with you. I can see why it could be considered a major inconvenience. Like right now, the busiest border crossing in North America is the Detroit-Windsor border. All right, so Detroit, Michigan, pretty much right on the border of Canada, like touching. Well, the Detroit-Windsor border is jammed right now because Canadian truckers have pretty much blocked that border crossing. And not the only border crossing they've done that to. So, yeah, I could see where this could be a problem, and I hope they're going to confine their protest to places that don't jam up life for everyone. However, I will say this Freedom Convoy, man, this has sparked literally the imaginations and the passions of people all over the world. I mean, literally all over the world. I told you the other day about the number of other Freedom Convoys popping up in different places. Well, a story I got off of Fox, dated yesterday afternoon. You have to look at this and wonder, what is it that freaks out authorities about these kind of protests? I mean, no, it's not about whether or not they're terrorists, because they're not. They're just a bunch of good salt-of-the-earth people who are sick of being pushed around by a government run by liberals who do not care for such things as liberty. Now, they don't have the same constitution in Canada. I get that. I don't have to have people trolling and saying, failure's a different country. It doesn't matter. The thing called the natural law portrays certain liberties as being inherent. All right. That being said, Canadian truckers protesting vaccine mandates are not necessarily a threat. However, boy, they've got Prime Minister Justin Trudeau freaked out right now. He fled the Capitol, has not been seen in the Capitol in days. He may have showed up for a speech today. I'm not sure because I just saw something come across the screen. I couldn't see what the date was. But you've also got things like, you know, Joe Rogan's being blistered for daring to have a cardiologist and infectious disease expert on his show. You got to wonder, why is it that every time somebody like Dr. Simone Gold talks about treating with hydroxychloroquine, she gets banned off every social media site? Or when a Pennsylvania doctor who prescribed ivermectin for her patient was fired? I mean, these challenges to people being outside the narrative are left and right, and they apparently are freaking out the establishment with this trucker's convoy. Well, Laura Ingraham made a point last night. Actually, the story came out this morning, so it was last night on the Ingraham angle. She made a point that she says that literally what we're getting is lessons from up north. Yeah. She says the regime media, I like this, the regime media knows exactly what's happening in Canada, and it scares the heck out of them. And this is a great quote. She says, now, it's not because they think truckers or the trucker supporters are terrorists. They know they're not. But they're scared because if usually mild-mannered Canadians have figured things out, that most of what their government did to fight COVID was insanely destructive, then how can liberals here possibly think for one second they're going to keep this COVID theater going on in the United States for much longer? And I agree. I agree. I mean, that's what's happened, is the truckers shutting down the streets of Ottawa and dancing in the public square. You know, Tucker Carlson last night saying, the mayor of Ottawa saying, they're out there with bouncy houses having a carnival-type atmosphere. Oh, my gosh, bouncy houses. But the Ottawa mayor is totally distressed. And let me just say this. I kind of get it, all right, on the one hand, when it comes to, you know, keeping the flow of public services going, which is a requirement of a city, and you can't drive through the streets. Okay, so I am not going to not acknowledge the inconvenience that is being caused by the protesters. However, the protesters are causing the inconvenience. That's part of the protest. Get it? So the Ottawa mayor, according to a story also surfaced or sourced from Fox, Ottawa mayor declares state of emergency as police threaten arrest for bringing gas to the Freedom Convoy. Here we go. I mean, right now, Justin Trudeau and the mayor of Ottawa are channeling their inner Fidel Castro. Let me just tell you. Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson declared a state of emergency on Sunday afternoon as approximately 500 truckers and vehicles with the Freedom Convoy continued to linger in the streets of the Canadian capital. He says, quote, declaring a state of emergency reflects a serious danger and threat to the safety and security of residents posed by the ongoing demonstrations and highlights the need for support from other jurisdictions and levels of government. Basically, what he did was he authorized the police to begin arresting anyone who dared to bring gasoline or other support materials. But they didn't define what support materials were. So Fox News apparently reached out wanting to know if that meant food and water. And they say, no, it relates to hazardous materials that represented public safety or fire hazard. Whatever. Bottom line is, they don't want the trucks, but they don't want to fuel the trucks. Because when the trucks have fuel, they know that they can run the heaters and people are likely to stay longer. Well, why am I telling you all this? It's in Canada, Phil. I know it's in Canada. But you know what? It has direct correlation to what we've been dealing with here in the United States. Less so in Alabama. Don't get complacent, though, Alabamians. All you right-side ruffians, do not forget that we're one step away. You literally have places in this country you can't go without a mask and a vaccine passport, still to this day. Still to this day, there are schools where the kids are being required to wear masks, never mind the fact that Democrat politicians show up for their photo ops without a mask. It defies logic. Well, one of the places where it defies logic is when people try to raise money for these folks and support them in their efforts. We're going to run to a break right now. When I get back, I'm going to give you the latest on what's happening with trying to raise money to support conservative causes that just simply protest liberal policies. I'm talking millions and millions of dollars. Wow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama, and the biggest show across the afternoons in North Alabama is this one, because of y'all. Right Side Radio, that's us. Solid conservative and just plain right, that's what we are. Hey, listen, finishing up this round of the Triple Dipper, keep on trucking, all right? There's stuff happening. This, by the way, do not think for a second that what we're seeing on the streets of Ottawa is just a Canadian thing. No. In fact, if anything, it's a human thing. It's the desire to be able to live and let live, all right? It's so much more than that. Now, I don't know how long it's going to last. They say they're going to stay out there, by the way. The reports are, and I've seen the actual interviews, they claim they're going to stay out there until the mandates in Canada are lifted. I don't know if the Canadian government's going to go with that. You know, at some point, I'm sure the Canadians are trying to figure out a way out of this without having to have the spectacle of, you know, armed officers swooping in and arresting people and towing away trucks and impounding them and, you know, ruining people's lives. But that's where they're headed. Because right now, the truckers say they're staying. They're not planning to fire those rigs up and drive out of there. We'll see. I don't know what the end result's going to wind up being, but I do know this. What matters is more than just what's happening in Canada. It's way more, because the issues that we face here in the United States are no different. We got the same measure of overreach. We have the benefit of a constitution they don't have, and we have the benefit, by the way, of a republic in which the states do have sovereign rights in accordance with that constitution. And that's why you have Florida and Alabama, you know, fairly open societies, Washington, D.C., New York City, California, the whole state, Oregon, Washington, just a bunch of, you know, knuckle draggers still making people wear masks and carry vaccine passports. But one of the things that's happened in all this is the amazing amount of support these people have had pour in for them from all over the world. Now, some of y'all are familiar with GoFundMe, all right? GoFundMe is a website-based business that allows you to support organizations. You can set up a GoFundMe account and raise money for it. And GoFundMe may have to, you know, sort of vet the account and make sure it's not just like a fake way of scamming money and that kind of thing. But nonetheless, for the most part, if you're a valid organization or a valid cause and there's something going on, GoFundMe is supposed to allow that to take place, and they will then distribute the funds to the expected beneficiary. Now, they've got a checkered past if you get down to it, because GoFundMe, you remember the 2020 Seattle Capitol Hill thing called CHOP? The Capitol Hill occupied protest, and talk about lawless. I mean, people died there, right? People died there, and it was complete anarchy, and the police were warned to stay away, and no one was, and it was not a joyous celebration in quest of liberty. It was like an Antifa based, we're going to occupy part of your city and throw the police out and claim that it's ours. Buildings were burned. I mean, it was awful. Businesses were shut down. Well, crowdfunding platform GoFundMe, according to an article that also came from Fox, supported the CHOP, Yeah, that's right. People were raising money for it. However, they do not support the Freedom Convoy. $10 million was raised on GoFundMe for the Freedom Convoy up in Ottawa, Canada. $10 million. When they reached the $10 million mark, GoFundMe shut it off and said they would not be distributing the funds to the Freedom Convoy organizers. Okay, what you going to do with it there, big GoFundMe guys? And what they said they were going to do at first was they were just going to redistribute it to charities that they felt would be more appropriate. What? Well, I got news, and that's supposed to work that way. State Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, here an article on Town Hall, literally called on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate GoFundMe after they ended that fundraiser. They, like I said, they reached the $10 million mark, and Senator Cruz says he sent a letter claiming that they have committed deceptive trade practices. They said that money could be raised for one thing. They took the money and allegedly they're going to give it to another. Now, GoFundMe has crawfished after the public outcry on this, which, like they didn't see that coming. I mean, who's running your PR department there at GoFundMe? Because, yeah, you can pretty much expect that when $10 million gets absconded to go to other places and it's very public, that somebody's going to have something to say about it. Well, somebody was a whole lot of somebody. And they're crawfishing now and say, we're gonna reimburse everybody. We're gonna reimburse. Well, GoFundMe is losing business in a big way. You have multiple states' attorney generals right now that are claiming that they're gonna launch investigations because their citizens gave money through GoFundMe and it was not taken or given for the purposes it was intended. However, there's another organization. Did you know this? I didn't know this. It's called GiveSendGo. Give, Send, Go. You know, sort of a spinoff of GoFundMe. There's Give, Send, Go, which is actually a Christian-based crowdfunding platform. I didn't know this. So after GoFundMe shut down the Canadian Freedom Convoy's donors, $10 million worth, Give, Send, Go said, we'll do it. We'll take it. And so the founder and CFO of the platform, a guy named Jacob Wells, is now calling out GoFundMe for their authoritarian style. And as of just the last few days, they've already raised $5 million on Give, Send, Go for the Freedom Convoy folks. And the guy who is organizing all, the guy who is in charge of Give, Send, Go says, this is like the tip of the spear in what's coming in a tsunami of technology that's pushing back against authoritarian style of social platforms. Yeah, he goes on to say it's mind-blowing that they actually think that they can do the things they do. And he says, Give, Send, Go will always stand for freedom for people on either side of our current ideological separation. He said that freedom was first bought at the cross for us, but it was also maintained by the blood of courageous men and women who sacrificed their lives so we could live in freedom. Well, I like an organization whose leadership talks like that, let me just tell you. And folks, like I said, this is bigger than Canada. It's worth it to me to do this once in a while. And talk about this, because it's spreading to other places. We've got a convoy to D.C. being brewed right now. We've got a convoy to Canberra in Australia. We've got several of them in Europe. It's big doings, because it's a human factor. It's the natural law. It's about liberty and freedom and the right to live. And that's why I think it's important that we keep our eyes on this and watch what happens next. Watch what happens next. All right, coming up next, I'll be switching gears in the Triple Dipper. Baby, it's cold outside is what I'm doing next. Are we in a cold war again? We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.